Hello, Nerdy Legion. Thank you once again for listening to Comic Talk Today. I'm Dustin, as always, bringing you your Comic Talk headlines for June 16th, 2020. And it's going to be an action-packed episode, though maybe not one of our longest ones. I say that a lot, and then I end up rambling, and then it becomes a 25-minute episode. So, who knows? But let's get into the news. Let's talk TV streaming. TV streaming, we only have one piece to talk about in TV streaming, and that is HBO Max. I was originally going to do a nerd rant on this because I feel like it's a little silly that people are so confused about it, but now they're fixing it, so I don't have to do the nerd rant. So what's happening is HBO Max is HBO Max. That is the Warner Brothers streaming app, or the AT&T streaming app, because AT&T owns Warner Brothers. So that is HBO Max. HBO Go was their, HBO Go was the, if you had a HBO subscription, then you also got free HBO Go, which is basically all of the subscribe content on a streaming app, and that was part of the package. So HBO Go, let me make sure I'm getting this right. Yes, HBO Go is getting phased out entirely and is being kind of sort of replaced with HBO Now. So if you have a traditional subscription to HBO, the cable television service, then you also will get the what is just going to be called HBO streaming app. Or you can also just buy the HBO streaming app. HBO, not to be confused with HBO Max. HBO Max, once again, is the big streaming app that has all of the Warner Brothers content on it. HBO streaming app is just HBO content. Clear? I hope so, because I don't know how else to make it any more clear. Two streaming apps now for HBO or Warner Brothers. HBO, which is exclusively HBO content. HBO Max, which is all of Warner Brothers content, by and large. Not entirely all of their content, which it could be. They just are being really, really ridiculous about that. But that's a whole other video. That is all we have for TV streaming. Let's get into movies. And movies, we have an interesting update on the Dark Universal Universe, I can't remember exactly how they put it. It's been so long since we talked about it. But it's not entirely dead, it would seem. So the director of the Bride of Frankenstein movie that was kind of sort of in the works when they originally were starting work on this years ago with the whole Johnny Depp, Russell Crowe, who else was in it? Tom Cruise. and we only got the Tom Cruise Mummy movie, and then it kind of all fell apart. Well, apparently we are still getting the Bride of Frankenstein movie. It now has nothing to do with the Dark Universe. Universal Dark app or app. Oh, universe. The Dark Universe? I'm so whatever. Words are a thing. So yeah, it is officially still in the works. Director David Cope, I'm assuming I'm saying that correctly, was talking with Collider, and he said that he has the script now adapted again to not really reference the rest of the Dark Universe. It is now to a place, quote, where we all, I'm misquoting this thing. It is now turned into something, quote, we all really like, unquote. So we being he and the upper ups at Universal, which hopefully is a good thing. Hopefully they learned their lesson with that Mummy movie. That's all we got on that one, though. Next, we are talking about Children of the Corn. This movie, we talked about this, how it was going to be filming during quarantine. Well, they completed their filming during quarantine. Kurt Weimer is the director. It is done, again, that's the big announcement, is that it's done being filmed. Also announced is that it is going to have very little, if anything, to do with the original King story. So, okay. Next, we are talking about the shakeup in Hollywood that is going down. That is the release dates for all of the movies we have been waiting to see. So, we have a lot of movement. We're going to just start at the top and take it away. My name is Simpson, Bartholomew J. Okay, sorry. We have Tenet is now officially being released on July 31st. As of a couple of days ago, that changed from July 17th. So, on July 17th, they're going to be re-releasing Interstellar, which is interesting. Supposedly at the beginning of this re-release of Interstellar, there is going to be a long clip that has a bunch of Warner Brothers related stuff, not just Warner Brothers, but like a bunch of, I don't know, just there was talk of a Wonder Woman trailer that's coming with this. There's talk of a new Tenet trailer that's coming with this, which would make sense since it would theoretically be the last trailer we would get. So yeah, Tenet is going to July 31st. Interstellar is re-releasing into theaters on the 17th. Wonder Woman, speaking of, Wonder Woman 1984 is October 2nd now. Godzilla vs. Kong is moved back to May 21st of 2021. The Matrix 4 is being moved back almost completely 365 days. Well, not quite, but April 1st, 2022 is now the release date for The Matrix 4. Bill and Ted 3 is the one that's being moved forward because Wonder Woman got moved back so far. Bill and Ted is now maximizing, they're seizing the moment, and they're being released on August 14th, which is the weekend that Wonder Woman was supposed to have been released. So those are the big shakeups in release dates. Next, we are talking real quick. I guess I could have put this kind of anywhere, but whatever. Star Wars, the Star Wars Celebration has officially been canceled. The rescheduled dates for the Star Wars Celebration, if you are planning on going, are August 18th, 19th, 20th, 20th, 21st, and 22nd of 2022. That's a real quick one. And then our final piece of news has to do with the cinemas reopening to play these movies. The reopening schedule is, where is it? Cineworld is saying that in late June, they will be releasing in the Czech Republic and Slovakia. They will also then, following the next weekend-ish, we'll be seeing Poland, Bulgaria, Hungary, and Romania on July 3rd. And then Israel on July 9th, and the U.S. and the United Kingdom on July 10th. Now, we've got some rumors to talk about. Okay, so first up, we have rumor. This is not news. This is still rumor. This has not been confirmed by any of the parties involved, but there is a giant rumor that a lot of people are talking about, that WB Games is going to go up for sale, or is in fact already up for sale, depending on which source you're reading. That seems, I don't know, interesting. So we're looking at Mortal Kombat and all of NetherRealm games. Just WB Games is so freaking huge. It's weird to think about, but apparently the people who are, or the companies that are interested in the purchase, are Take-Two Interactive, who owns Rockstar, which would be incredibly interesting. EA, Electronic Arts, they are also reportedly interested in the purchase, and also Activision Blizzard, according to sources, are looking to be part of this purchase. So once this is confirmed, once we know this is absolutely happening, I will report on it as news. Until then, it is just a rumor. Next, we are talking about Star Fox. No, not the Nintendo property. We are talking about the brother of Thanos. Reportedly, he is going to be making his way to the MCU. We have seen we have seen him talked about in previous rumors, and we actually have seen him talked about in interviews with people involved in making movies for the MCU, but we have yet to see the character. Reportedly, he was supposed to have been in the Eternals. He has been since pulled from that script as part of the early development process, but is still on the table for the MCU, so we very likely could be seeing him come very soon. Speaking of Thanos, his son, Thane, is reportedly going to be trying to resurrect Thanos once we see him in the MCU. So we're moving on to another rumor. So we've talked about the potential existence of Thane in the MCU, and now it seems that there are more rumors kind of confirming that, if a rumor can confirm a rumor. and his role in the MCU, at least to begin with, is going to be attempting to resurrect his father somehow. Next rumor we are talking about is Batman. This is a video game rumor. So the rumored Batman game from WB Montreal, which is another freaking giant franchise that would be going off to the highest bidder, whatever. The rumored game that is kind of sort of a little bit almost 100% confirmed by WB Montreal because of all the hints they've been dropping. Now the rumor about the game is that it's not going to be Bruce Wayne Batman under the cape and cowl. However, it is going to be Damian Wayne Batman. Ground that has not been very well explored even in the comic books. So very interesting take if this is a legit rumor, if this rumor is legit, I guess. And then our final piece of rumor news has to do with Superman, because apparently right now we cannot do a rumor episode, rumor section anyway, without talking about the Man of Steel. Apparently, Man of Steel 2 has a couple of different ideas for who should be Superman, depending on which party is involved that you're talking to. What do I mean by that? So AT&T wants Henry Cavill as Superman. That is the parent company's choice. If they were the ones to make the final decision, it would be Henry Cavill. Again, according to the rumor. Now, if you're talking about... If we're talking about J.J. Abrams, if he gets his way, then apparently he wants Michael B. Jordan to be Superman, which is very interesting. And then also, John Boyega is in the running if Warner Brothers gets their way. So three reported options for the Man of Steel. We only have quasi-confirmation that one of these three is actually going to be happening, and that's Henry Cavill, which is going to keep the majority of the fan base happy. So, I don't know. It's just a weird... Like, I could kind of see Michael B. Jordan. I don't know if John Boyega is the guy, but Michael B. Jordan, I could see that happening. Though, the one that makes the most sense is the Henry Cavill, for a number of reasons, not the least of which being AT&T is the ones behind that idea. But that is all of the rumors. That does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then jump over to nerdylegion.com and see all of the podcasts we offer on the subject. Or if you want to go deeper into the news with me over on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy, then please do so. We do much more than just the news. There is a whole channel's worth of content over on my YouTube channel. Once again, Generally Nerdy. So join me over there. Thank you once again for listening here, nerds, and we'll see you next time. We'll be right back.